Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Goodwill buried under a mountain of e-waste. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Goodwill Industries says Americans donate 23 million pounds of computers, printers, TVs, cell phones, and other gadgets to Goodwill stores every year. Up to a third of the donated devices don't work, and that's giving the job training charity a big headache.
In many ways, Goodwill and other charities like Goodwill that collect donated goods are a natural collection point for all sorts of things that people no longer need.
Goodwill spokeswoman Christine Nirjesi Bergali.
But when it comes to electronics in particular, which is so costly to dispose of, we really need resources and support to create a system that allows us to dispose of those items in an environmentally sound way without diverting the money from our mission of helping people find jobs. For us, the equation is very simple. Every dollar we spend disposing of a computer or a television set that can't be reused or recycled is a dollar that we can't spend on our job training program. So it's diverting significant resources from our mission of helping people find jobs.
So everything that works, you're happy to get, and you're probably happy to get more of the stuff that has a lot of life left in it.
Anything that works and that has a lot of life left in it is a perfect item to donate to Goodwill. The more items that we can sell in our retail stores, the more money that we have to spend on our job training programs, and the more people that we can help.
Why not just reject non-working electronics at donation points?
For starters, we might not know that the items are not working. Sometimes people will bring a big box or a big bag of stuff, and those items are buried at the bottom, and we don't always have the opportunity to sift through the donations the second that they're walking in the door. The other thing is that we don't always want to upset our donors, and sometimes people get upset because they're expecting to leave things at Goodwill, and they're being told, sorry, we can't take that from you.
Goodwill has been out in Washington talking to Congress about the e-waste issue. What are you asking Congress to do?
Well, fundamentally, what we're asking Congress to do is create a national solution to the problem and develop a sustainable infrastructure that focuses on recycling and reuse, and to find ways to engage nonprofits like Goodwill and other groups in creating a system that would allow for us to dispose of the electronic waste without having charities in particular bear the cost of the safe disposal.
So for individuals, what's okay to bring to Goodwill and what's not okay?
Well, for individuals, we recommend, first of all, that you contact your local Goodwill, because many Goodwills do have some sort of recycling program, so they're happy to take even the things that don't work. What we're looking for is what we'll sell in our stores, so items that are in good working condition, that still have a long life ahead of them, and that can help people get what they want out of their technology.
Christine Nirjesi Bergali with Goodwill Industries International. She worries the e-waste problem at Goodwill will get even worse as consumers begin to toss out their old analog televisions to prepare for the federally mandated transition to digital television. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.